I love that song. It brought to mind the story of Paul and Silas. And we find ourselves in predicaments a lot of times. I just want to follow the Holy Ghost thing. I don't have any notes this morning on this particular thing. I'm just going to go by the Holy Ghost. Is that okay with y'all? Amen. Be careful. I get excited about what God's been doing in our ministry, my wife and I, and I'm glad my lovely bride is with me this morning. Hallelujah. And it's like I said earlier, it's an honor to be here. And I'll try not to be too long. You know how those noteless messages go. I don't want to get on too many pig trails, so I'll try to stay on the main drive, all right? But Paul and Silas came into this city in Acts chapter 16. And they came into the city there, and they saw this soothsayer gal. It was like their soothsayer practiced witchcraft and all that kind of stuff. But she was possessed, and Paul and Silas saw that she was possessed, and so they set her free. Amen? Through the power of the Holy Ghost, that she was set free. Somebody ought to be shouting right there. That's the same way we get set free, through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so I want to encourage you in the Lord this morning. I'm not here to fuss. I'm not here to cuss. I'm not here to discuss. I'm just here to share, tell you I love you, and let the Holy Ghost do the rest. Amen. The thing about Paul and Silas, when they did that, the leaders of the city didn't like what happened and took place. So they arrested them, beat them, beaten and bruised and bleeding. They threw them in the prison, in the deepest, darkest part of the prison. Amen? Down in the muck, in the mire, down in the very bottom. Didn't smell pretty. Does that make sense to all you cowboys and girls? Ladies, I'll try to keep it clean. I'm just an old country boy. But you see, Paul and Silas were down there, and they could have been going, "Woe is me!" But yet they weren't. They were praising and they were singing and they were praying to Jesus and to the Lord and saying, "We love you, Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name. And I give you honor and I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, and the way. And I bless your name. I bless your name." Woo! Amen. And then the word says in about verse number 25, it says, and suddenly, amen. Let me get over here so I don't mess it up. It said at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And I can imagine that song really brings this thought to mind. That's what they were singing. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name. I sing praises to you because you are the life, you are the truth, and you are the way. Amen. And I bless your name. And it doesn't matter if I'm in muck up to here. It doesn't matter if my car broke down on the way to church. It doesn't matter if Uncle Sam is knocking on the door. It doesn't matter if what's happening in my life that we lost a loved one or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to praise and bless your name. Amen. And when we do that, we begin to see the blessings of God start to pour. And it got quiet. And so, I like this word. It says, suddenly. It doesn't have an exclamation part point in my Bible, but I like to say it like this. Suddenly. Because there was a suddenly in my life. And just about every one of you in here could say there was a suddenly in my life. You're talking to me. No, I'm talking to me. Amen? And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Then all the prisoners' chains fell. Amen? Think about it. When we were singing there, Paul and Silas was singing. Amen. And they were. This is where we get prisoned at in our lives, right here, between our ears. And there's lots of space between mine. But you know what? God can still step in that space and fill it. Whoo! Glory to God. Just like he did while they was in the bottom of that prison, they were singing praises. And they denied those chains and they fell in Jesus' name. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. You see, at the end of the year, last year, my wife and I lost our moms, both of us. Her mom died the end of October. 24 days later, my mom passed. And we've been dealing with all of that stuff. And we realized that we don't want to leave all that stuff for our kids to do. Amen. I mean, I don't want to be a pack rat, you know. Anyways. But, but God showed up in the middle of it. Amen. We spent the last 4 months building a little tiny home for my grandson. And it's very testing, I guess you could say. A 20-year-old. And we built him a 400-square-foot home. Amen? And he wants to pack right everything in there. Everything he's had all of his life, Brother Darrell. Everything his whole life he wanted to pack it. And I said, London, you don't have but 400 square foot. You ain't got enough holes for that. Amen? And so dealing with all of that and watching God move. But we had to get out of the way. Amen? We blessed his name. We put it in his lap and we said, God, you got to do this. We can't. And so in the process of that, God began to show us things through the Word of God. Over in Psalms, he told my wife one morning there, she was studying, and he said, take care of the poor. Amen? And so we realized that we were on the right path. Then a buddy of mine that ended up being an electrician, I didn't even know he was. He come up and wired the whole building. Amen. Another guy right down the road from me is a plumber. He said, I'll come help you. He ended up plumbing the house. Amen. And it just started falling, John, in place. Everything just like this. As it come up, I needed an electrician. There he was. All because we blessed the Lord. We didn't do this for anybody. We didn't do this for our recognition or accolades or anything like that. We did it for him and our grandson. Amen? And it's the same thing with Paul and Silas. They were blessing the Lord, and all of a sudden, suddenly happened. See, that's why people can't sleep in one of my services. Amen. Somebody say glory. Well, when that suddenly happened, their chains fell. Their prison doors are open. And something startled the guard outside, so he come rushing in with a light and saw that all the prison doors were open and the chains laying on the floor. But the one thing he did see was the prisoners still standing there in their cells. Amen. That's how God gets the glory. That's how God gets the glory in our lives. Although the chains fell off, I didn't bust a move and run out the door. I'm not going to try to bust a move this morning because I just ain't going to be able to do that this morning. Amen. I pulled something in my back, so hallelujah. But at least I can get up and down them stairs. Praise God. Amen. I'm getting healed as I speak. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so when we get imprisoned in our mind, and that's where a lot of us find ourselves imprisoned in our minds. We let that thought get in there. And all of a sudden that thought grows. And all of a sudden it gets bigger. Now it becomes the focus of what you're looking at now. So we had to get our focus not looking at the building that we was working from daylight to camp. Amen. Y'all understand that term, right? We couldn't look at that part and 'cause I hadn't worked like this in 20 years. I quit motorhome company over in Nacogdoches. I quit them 20 some odd years ago. Almost 22 years ago now. I worked for them 22 years. That's where I met Pastor Corey. Was at Four Travel in Nacogdoches through Brother Glenn. And so I worked for them over there. And God released me from that. I went into my own business. I worked on motor homes, horse trailers, built living quarters in horse trailers, had my own business, doing really good. And God said, that ain't what I called you to quit that job for. I called you to go into the ministry, not to start your own business. And I said, well, okay, fine. Fill my calendar then. Kind of smart alecky like. Because I was making around $10,000 a week. Amen. And God said, uh-uh. Okay. So the phone rang. Matter of fact, I was sitting in my office when I said that. I was sitting at my desk and I cleared off my calendar. I had one of the big desk calendars. I said, wham! There it is. I said, I tried to call pastors one after another. Every one of them said, no, we don't need you. I slammed that calendar. I said, there it is. The phone rang. Suddenly. And one of those pastors that I had called earlier said, you know what? We really do need you to come. I said, well, thank you very much. When you want me, next Sunday. Okay. Put the phone down and write that down and ring again. Suddenly. So forth and so on. About 30 times within an hour, that phone rang. I went from 9 bookings on my calendar to 200 in an hour. Amen. That's a suddenly. Now I average between 250 and 300 a year now. Amen. I was doing over 300. That's not many days at home. And, you know, and so I finally said, you know, God, I'm getting a little older. I don't need to do 350 dates a year out of 365. Can you please back off a little bit now? He said, well, it's about time. Suddenly, I went from 350 down to 200. Well, that's creeped back up over the years, now that I'm older. And I leave this coming Friday, and I won't be back home until the middle of October. I got one revival and meeting after the other for 4 months straight, with a couple of days in between to give me just a little bit of rest. Praise God for that. Amen. And I owe all that to God, because that took years of building relationships. Now, pastors have called me over the last couple of weeks and said, when are you coming? I said, well, I'm starting to book it. Well, put us down. Okay. What you want? I want Sunday to Sunday. Okay. Hallelujah. Can we do Wednesday to Sunday? Amen. And it might go over into the next Wednesday. He said, I like that idea. So, anyways, we all get imprisoned in our mind when that thought gets a hold of us. I'm really not where I need to be. I shouldn't be doing this. I got in a fight with my wife this morning on the way to church. Because that little bitty thought, because I was in a bad mood, because I woke up with a headache or my back hurt, and I didn't want to move. I didn't want to die. Y'all know what that means, right? And so the greatest thing about my wife and I, we've been married almost 22 years. Amen. We've never had an argument. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all look at me like I'm crazy or something. I mean, that's the greatest gift God ever gave me, other than my salvation, is my lovely wife. The great thing about it is I've never been home enough to have an argument. Amen. Just kidding. I wouldn't want to argue if I did. She's always right. That's just the way it is. Amen? You ladies should have been, amen! Fellas, I just take a little advice. I just want to encourage you this morning. She's always right. Amen? And Paul and Silas began to realize that they were in trouble and down in this muck, and they said, all I've got left is my Jesus. Amen. All I've got left is Jesus. I can't do anything else, but all I got left is my heart for Jesus, what He's done for me. There ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He'll make a way where there ain't no way. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He'll do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Are you feeling down? Are you feeling beat up? Are you feeling like your life's just like in a spot you can't seem to get out of? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Are you hurting this morning? Are you just don't know what to do this morning? I don't know why God changed my message this morning to this. But He'll make that way where there seems like there's no hope, where there seems like there's no light able to get in. He'll still find you in the dark because light overcomes the darkness. Amen. And you are more. Say, I am more than a conqueror. Say it like you mean it. I am more than a conqueror. You are more because of who He is. You are more because of what He did. You are more because He is the light of the world. You are more because He came. You are more. Somebody should be shouting right about now. Can I tell you that you're more? Will you receive that this morning? Will you receive the fact that you are more? It don't matter your situation. It don't matter what's happened. You are more with Him. Amen? Maybe there's somebody in here this morning that needs prayer. Maybe there's somebody in here that's going through stuff and just overwhelmed by stuff. Maybe that's you. Is there anybody like that this morning? Amen? Amen? Anybody else? Amen? Anybody else? Don't be ashamed. We love you. We're not. Amen? 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 Hallelujah. We all face stuff. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I lift those that just raised their hands, and maybe there's a couple of them in here that didn't raise their hands because they didn't know what to do, really. That's okay. But Father, I lift them up to you right now, everyone that raised their hand just now. The battle that you're facing, you don't know which way to turn, what's happening in your life, there is an answer. There is an answer. His name is Jesus. There is an answer. It's called surrender. Give it up. Let go. Let God. Let Him have it. I want to encourage those who just raised your hand. You are not defeated. I said, you are not defeated. I said, you are not defeated. And even those that didn't raise your hand, you are not defeated. You have victory in Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Ooh, somebody say power. Say, I receive power in Jesus' name. Right now, in every situation, every storm, everything in my life, I receive you. Excuse me. Man. Went down the wrong way. Sorry. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who needed to hear that this morning. But there may be somebody in here that doesn't know Jesus. And been imprisoned in their mind by the enemy to keep them thinking that they knew Jesus. And I found that in a lot of places that I've been already this year, people that were thinking they were already saved and didn't need to ask Jesus, but come to find out that they did. Because they were confused. And God is not the author of confusion. Amen? And so if you're confused in your mind this morning, then that's not Jesus. Jesus welcomes you. When you say the name of Jesus, the name above every name, he shows up instantly. Not after a while. Not later on in the week. But right now. Amen. When you speak the name of Jesus, he's there right now. When you raise your hand up and you say, I need Jesus, he's there right now. So I want to ask this question this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. Do you know that you know that you know that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is your Savior? Do you know that with all of your heart? Is there anybody in here this morning that would like to ask Jesus to be your Savior? Just raise your hand up. There ain't nobody looking. I'm going to work myself around the room here. Anybody on this side over here to my left? Anybody want to ask Jesus to be your Savior? Okay, the next section. Got one here in the middle. Anybody else? Anybody else over here? Anybody else want to ask Jesus to be your Savior? We had one. Anybody else over here on my far right? We got the wisdom council on the back there, so they're back there to help you if you need it. That's just a joke, y'all. I mean, I've admired these men back there on the back. Anybody else? I'm going to make one more sweep. Anybody over here to my left? Anybody want to ask Jesus to be your Savior? Coming across the room. Praise God, church. We had one. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Maybe there's, we're going to say a prayer here in just a minute. Maybe there's somebody that would like to rededicate their life and say, you know what? I've really been struggling and gotten away from Jesus. Kind of got back in some bad habits. I need to rededicate my life to Jesus this morning to start fresh. Anybody like that today? Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Going once? Just kidding. Anybody else? Yes, I say your hand. Amen. Anybody else? I mean, we're not here to embarrass you. We love you, don't we, church? Yes, amen. Anybody else before we say a prayer? Those that ask the Lord to rededicate their lives can say the same prayer as well. Amen. The one that raised their hand about wanting to receive Jesus as their Savior. So everybody bow your head and let's all say it together. Amen. Dear Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to take me right now from this day forward, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Suddenly has happened in my life. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Amen. Come on. 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 Because what that does when you do that praising, it brings that level of your contact and relationship with Jesus to a higher level, because now I've praised above where I was. I've stepped into a place where I've never been and where I want to be, to where I want to stay, to where I'm going to be for the rest of my life, in another level, another place with you, Jesus. Amen? Come on, give Jesus some praise. Amen? Now, I want to encourage you this morning. Don't leave here the same way you walked in the door. I'll please turn it back over to Miss Sharon. But if you need prayer, if you need someone to talk to, there's plenty of people here that will help you. I'll be back there at my table. Come see me. I'll visit with you. But I just want to say thank you. Thank y'all so much for having me. I hope this was a blessing to you. I hope it's something you could use in your everyday life. Just remember that when it gets heavy, He'll make a way where there ain't no way. He rises up from an empty grave, and there ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Amen? Amen. Come on, give Him some more praise. Amen? Miss Sharon.